Hey gang, Ro-Ro here. Just a friendly reminder that the episode you are about to hear was recorded live on Twitch. We stream every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at twitch.tv/tbashlive. If you want to join in on the fun and come drink with us, head on over to twitch.tv/tbashlive and check us out on our socials where you can find out what we'll be drinking. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all of the good ones at tbashlive. And if you want to just listen to the pod episode, that's great too, because it's starting right now.
Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages. Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and sometimes hot sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, but you can call me Ro-Ro. As always, right there next to me, my man, the beautiful blue-eyed Barbadian. Jojo, how are you doing tonight?
My heart is heavy and I am full of rage, but I am still thirsty.
We're going to be up all night. Some may say, let me preface all this. Couldn't be more excited for the guest tonight. Couldn't be more scared of what we're drinking at 9:45 PST.
I got the ceiling fan going. I'm already feeling sweaty. I can tell it's nerves. It's all nerves for what's in the cooler right now.
It's going to be one for the books, though. I'm very excited. I hope everybody has their sugar-free energy drinks ready. We're doing our first blind taste test on Twitch in the new Twitch era, which we haven't done since the podcast era. So real excited to see how that goes down. Jojo, do you have one of your cans nearby just to flash one of those?
Number one.
Yeah, this was my first attempt. I wrapped them in tinfoil. I left my duct tape out in the rain, so that was messed up. So I bought new duct tape, and I bought white duct tape, thinking that would look cool. But that's it's cool kind of see-through, so I couldn't just wrap it. And then I was also...
White duct tape is see-through.
Yeah, we had a little see-through. Like, you could see what was under the cans.
Okay.
And then also, I realized, has a smell. Now, not that we're going to be drinking out of the cans. I think tonight we're going to be pouring into our vessels. But if you pull the can of duct tape, I think, you know, just that waft of duct tape might ruin the experience. So I got to rethink this whole system. But these the tinfoil doesn't have much of a smell.
No, and these have been sitting now for a week plus. I'm getting nothing.
You probably just have your fridge smell on them by this point.
Yeah, it's all garlic and old raspberries.
All right, well, let's get into some business real quick at the top of the show before we get into the main event tonight. This is where we left the vision board last week. Kind of sad to say that I don't know if we're moving anything off of here, but we're definitely adding to the board tonight. Jojo, you know what I'm adding?
A, B, A. Always be adding. I have no idea.
Well, a couple episodes ago with Maddie Ross, we were looking at that sweet, sweet, sweet ice maker. And I remembered that we talked about putting on the vision board, and we never did. So, boom. Yeah. There is your, what is that called? The GE Opal 2.0, which we also found out that Matty Ross's brother actually owns this machine. And in case you guys don't remember, this was about a $650 machine. And it's not as big as it looks.
It's not. That there looks like a piece of office equipment in that photo. Maybe just compared with the size of iced tea.
But it looks like, yeah, it looks like a water cooler that, yeah. But this is, I think it's only about maybe 12 inches tall or something like that. Maybe a little more. Like, this sits next to your microwave.
Yeah, I think it is about Keurig sized.
That's beautiful.
It's a nice one. Got nothing on my Iceman, but... you know, it's a nice piece of equipment if you've got the shelf space for it.
Yeah, I love it.
And if you got that Skrill to go get yourself one.
We can all dream. I hope this is something. We might have to do a contest to give away one of these at some point.
I love that. I love that. Maybe a certain subscriber mark, a certain Twitch subscriber mark. Maybe then we do a contest for subs.
I love it. I love it. You got anything you want to add this week?
Yes. Yes, I do. Summer is approaching. I've got a big birthday this summer.
What kind of big birthday is a big birthday for me,
but I'm turning 40 in August.
Wow.
And something about celebrating it in my mind has always included tiki drinks. Somewhere, you know, anytime I think about what are you doing on your birthday, something about it includes tiki cocktails. And I have to remind myself exactly how much I love a tiki bar and a tiki drink. And so I want to put a tiki bar on the vision board. And maybe now, that means I'm transforming my home office into one.
This is some sort of midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah, prime. Hey, this is classic midlife crisis.
How do you envision this shaking out? This isn't in the backyard. This is just maybe you kick your kids out of one of their rooms and make their room a tiki bar. What is this exactly?
Wouldn't they love it? A jungle playroom that they're not really allowed to use?
Daddy's jungle playroom. I like
that. That's the name of it. That's good. I think there's one of those in Van Nuys called Daddy's Jungle Playroom. I think it would be indoors. I'm not really interested in like a dusty palm frond covered shelf in my yard. That doesn't sound as exciting to me.
You don't want to advertise to the neighbors.
That's true. And I don't really have a backyard. So it would be out front. And so it would be very showy. Very bad.
I actually can think of nothing better than to see a little tiki outfit in the front of your house. That would be fantastic.
And I would love the idea of it getting really not only bleached in the sun super fast, but LA also very dusty. We live near some train tracks. Get some of that train dust on there, that black soot in there. It would be disgusting.
Well, I hope your dreams come true, buddy.
Thank you so much.
I really do. And I'm about to make another dream come true right now, literally.
Whoa.
I know I've been giving you a hard time about your,
about
your terrible, terrible vessel, but I know how much that new vessel means to you. And I know the vessel that your friend sent you last week, the one with the dog on it.
Uh-huh.
I think if you put those together, you got a really sweet new vessel. So I'm going to take this JoJo vessel off here.
I never even noticed it said JoJo on it. I thought it said 50-50 or something weird.
No, that says JoJo right there. So I'm going to take it off. Tonight's your night, buddy. We're putting it on the T-Bass Dreams Come True. Look at that.
Thank you so much. And what good company here with Twitch affiliate status.
Speaking of which, Twitch affiliate status, I noticed that we have 195 followers on the Twitch. I can't believe so many of our podcast listeners have come along for that. So we're almost at the 200 mark. That's really exciting. In addition, I want to shout out all the podcast listeners. We are kind of blown away by how many people are still listening to the podcast. We are so happy about that. And we're going to be getting all of these Twitch episodes out on the podcast shortly. We're going to be caught up in about a week, I think, JoJo. So we'll be streaming on Wednesday nights, and then the podcast app will come up on, I think, Friday. So stay tuned for that. So however you want to digest, if you want to stream with us here or if you want to listen to the podcast, and then we're also going to have all the episodes up on YouTube as well. We're getting it all together. So thank you, everybody, for that.
We're loving it. And also, links to everything also now in all the social media profiles. So if you're confused about where to go or how to get there, and now we're throwing Discord into the mix.
Yeah. JoJo links made a everything. Very, you made a sweet, what do they call it? Like a link tree or something
link
like
tree.
That?
A link tree.
Yeah. So go to any of our socials. All of them are at T-Bash Live. You want to be on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and then on all those profiles, there's a link that will take you wherever you want to go. And if you want to do the blind taste test with us, click that Discord link because we'll have all that info in there.
Is anybody doing it blind tonight? That's what I want to know. If you're joining us. See, this is the thing. The very special thing about Twitch, what we really love about it and why we hope you will continue to join us here. And if you're not joining us, if you do, is the play along at home aspect of it. And we do hope that some people are availing themselves of the blind shootout. as we explained last week, we're putting up the methodology for the blind shootouts in the Discord. So if you need guidance, especially if you have someone, a loved one who can set you up to succeed and disguise your beverages accordingly, they can find like an answer key there that only one of us even knows. So it's not even like, we don't know. We still don't like, and Roar has the memory of a goldfish. So even though he set it up, he doesn't remember what any of the stuff is. Yes. So we're in good shape, but you do need somebody. You need a buddy to help you out.
Or you can do like me and, you know, we'll try to get these up at least maybe a week in advance. So you do them, set them up, and then you'll probably forget a week out. I mean, I forget hours.
You can do them. There are a lot of instances you could do them solo, especially if everything looks the same, you know?
Yes. Let's see. What did you throw up there? Your bevs look like
that just for blind shootouts. That's what mine look like every day. #, never know what you are going to get. Oh. Says more, you know, 88.
Love it.
About our disguise cans. I love the idea of a constant shootout in your life. It's like, you reach in, you grab it.
Let's see. Next week, we have special guest Dan Greger. He's going to be on the show. His new movie, the new Rescue Rangers movie, just came out. So we're going to have him on the show. And he's super into hot sauce. So it's going to be a sometimes hot sauce episode.
Aye.
On that episode, we're going to have three different habanero hot sauces. We have La Anitas. We have El Yucateco and Mexico Lindo. This is probably a little hard to read, and we're going to put all this up on our socials. So check out our socials if you want to see more in detail what this menu is for next week, so you can pick these all up. But that's going to be a fun one.
And I'm stoked. I can't believe we're finally doing a hot sauce episode. And we're
going to be years.
We're going to be doing, we've got Club Crackers, I think we decided was the vessel. Yep.
I got Club Crackers. Did I give you some Club Crackers?
You certainly did. I got a sleeve of Club Crackers in with my sauces.
And I think it's like, grab some Club Crackers, and if you want a cheese to go along with that too, great.
Sure.
Yeah, I think if everyone's at least consistent on their own end, that's all that matters, really. You can really have anything you want. We're going to have Club Crackers.
I'm also going to raw dog it with a spoon. I'm going to tell you that.
Fair enough. I hope you have three different spoons.
I do.
Great. All right, let's get to the main event. Tonight's special guest. Very excited about this one. We have a pop artist that drinks things.
Oh, my God. What are the chances?
What are the chances? Look at this. What is this? Do you see the size of this? Is that a goblet or what do you call that? It's not a goblet.
Is it a wine glass?
It's huge.
It does look huge. It looks like one of those things that like a fighting fish comes in.
Yes. Or something you could put my goldfish in.
Yes.
Or me in, I guess.
You could put your
matter.
Brain inside there.
Exactly. Her latest single, Gross, I Think I'm in Love, is out now. Not only is that song out now, she has a ton of amazing songs out right now. So you're going to find out who it is in 1 second. But you're going to go on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get music, and check out all of her amazing tunes. Monster Energy Drinks. Does this guest like them? Yes, but hold the sugar. And let me just say, we'll get into this with our guests.
It'd be weird if we didn't.
This, I think this guest might ride or die with Monster more than anyone we could have ever dreamed of having on this show. So I'm very excited about that.
Yes, I have a question, and I'll go ahead and throw it out there now. How close is she to the Monster claw tattoo? What would it take?
Wow.
Or has it already happened?
We are going to find that out. That's a great one. They might like ducks. We're going to find out. We don't know. We're going to find out. And listen, there's so many things we could talk about with this guest, right?
Sure. Look at this. We got four topics up there already.
But you know what? We're all really only interested in one thing here and one thing only, and that's totally beverages and sometimes hot sauce. So I'm very excited to welcome to the show. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Let me get this out of here. Welcome to the show, Halo Kitch. Hello.
Hey.
Oh my goodness, you made it.
Wow, thank you so much for being here. This is a thrill.
Thank you for having me.
We're thrilled to have you, and I don't even know where to begin. There is a place that we begin every episode with the guests called the Beverage Profile, but before we get there, no, let's just jump in. JoJo, we're going to jump right in.
Jump in.
Because we're going to hit all this. Halo, we're going to hit everything that we need to hit. So basically, how we like to start the show is with the Beverage Profile, and basically you're going to start us at the beginning of your day when you wake up. And we're going to guide you through this, and you're going to kind of tell us everything that you drink in a day, okay? So what time do you wake up?
That could be anywhere from 7 to 11.
Okay, great. Our favorite show, or our favorite mini-mart on this show.
Yes, the signature mini-marts of T-Bash,
so
7 to
let's
11.
Say like a typical, give us a typical day. Tell us what time you're waking up, maybe even today or something.
Today, I woke up around 8.
Okay. And what is the first beverage that you're reaching for or going to seek out after you wake up?
My boyfriend brought me a Monster can, a Topo Chico, and an espresso shot.
And you're still in bed at this point?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. I have a question. Very good, dude. Is a question for you. Was it on a tray?
Oh. No, that would be wrong. That would be wrong of me, wouldn't it?
I don't know if it's up to you. I don't know if
I can let him start using a tray.
Well, you could have the tray ready to go, like one of those true breakfast in bed style lap trays.
Oh, that would be just too regal of me, I think, to lie there in luxury while he brought a tray. We've only been dating a year. I don't think we're at tray level yet.
But paint a picture, though, because how is he carrying all of these beverages? Or does he have to go get each one and serve them to you?
Hold on, wait a second. Wait, one more second. I got one more.
Oh, we have what is this humming noise?
Sorry, it's the water.
Okay.
Well, perfect. We love that.
We're in the flow.
It's me. I'm the humming noise.
Okay. Wait. We have a lot of questions. And you just got out of bed. This is amazing. And we're going to really dig into Monster Energy drink, obviously, once we get to what we're drinking tonight. But what kind of Monster beverage typically is being brought to you in the morning?
Today was white, but I only drink the ones that are low calorie.
Okay.
So any of the pink or the purple, the blue or the red or the gold, I mix it up.
Okay. So today was a white, and the Topo Chico, classic Topo Chico, not the one with a hint of lime or something like that, just the regular.
Just a classic. Yep.
And what was the espresso shot?
I don't know. He's a coffee guy and I'm a Monster Energy girl, so we kind of overlap there sometimes.
Does he make you fill up a tiny espresso mug with a small amount of your Monster Energy drink and then he gives you an espresso of his coffee?
No, it was three. It was the shot, the can, and the bottle.
Okay.
The shot, the can, and the bottle.
That's a record title for one thing.
Frankly.
How is he making the espresso, or you have some sort of machine on premises? What's going on there?
I think he has some sort of machine. He doesn't grind the beans or anything. It's like a quick thing.
So he maybe has like a Nespresso machine or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you've never laid eyes on it.
You've never gotten out
of
bed.
Sure,
to see
I
it.
Have. I feel like everything I say is I'm really on the verge of saying something incorrect. He's not a bean grinder. You know, I feel like it's a little dirty, everything that I'm saying.
Oh, no.
Listen, this is a bean grinder safe space, but if he's not a bean grinder, that's fine, too.
He's got big hands. That's how he carries all three of them.
He's just holding them like that picture of like Anthony Davis holding like 14 tennis balls in one hand or something.
So, okay, and not to dwell on this point, though, but does he actually come in with all of them? Like, today, did he have all of them in one trip?
I mean, I just rolled over and they were there.
Oh, and are they on some sort of nightstand or?
They would be, yes, on the nightstand.
So he's at this point has quietly, silently exited the room and swept away all of the evidence of the coffee machine and everything in the kitchen. And just silently left the beverages on your bedside.
I'm not super observant, and his kitchen is the kitchen of a male, so I don't, you know, I try not to look at it. It's a bit like single man kitchen syndrome.
Uh-huh. Okay, uh-huh. So there's plates up to the sink and like a mostly empty Bud Light box, something like a case of Bud Light, but it's almost empty, but still it's got the full cardboard case in there. That's kind of the whole thing. And so maybe there's a coffee machine behind there. Maybe there's not.
Yeah, we're not big drinkers, but I mean.
A Monster Energy drink. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When we were first dating, every time I went over, he'd have a 20 pack. And I think that's how he won me over.
Amazing. Wait, whoa. A 20 pack of Monster?
Mm-hmm. You can buy the big ones. It's like 12 or 20. Like they're like Costco sized. Oh. And I'll just keep a few of those in the back of my car.
That's fantastic.
That's beautiful.
Now, the first time I met you, and let me exaggerate a little bit, but the first time you walked into the studio, you rolled in with like five of the white monsters just clutched to yourself that you sat down next to you. So you make it very clear that you're ride or die with Monster, which I love that about you.
Yeah, I think I had two in my purse and two in my hand, actually.
That's incredible.
Okay, so how would you tackle these three beverages when you wake up? Is there an order that you like to go in? Or are you sipping all three? How might that shake out?
Great question. I think it depends on the day. Today I had some Topo Chico while I waited for the espresso to cool down. I don't like anything to be too hot or too cold. And then yes. I, you know, Monster, coffee Monster to really wake up. Topo Chico's not my usual. That was, I don't know, fancy Wednesday or something.
It was a bonus Bev, as it sounds like. A little bonus Bev action.
Yeah, a little bonus Bev.
Getting you ready for now. This is great.
So what happens after that, so you have these in the morning. How long until you finish that first Monster of the day?
By the time I got into my car to drive home, I had finished it, and I was on to my second, which was already in the console of my little Fiat.
Okay, hold on. Now, I hate to interrupt, but I would like to share a little anecdote. When I dropped off the beverages, on the bag, I wrote, "Please chill." And what's so funny, Halo, is the reason I wrote "Please chill" is because a previous guest, I forgot to write "Please chill," and they didn't chill the beverages, which me and JoJo just assumed needed to be chilled, and that's why I wrote that on the bag for you today. But I was informed by your boyfriend, who I believe looked at the bag and said, "Oh, do these actually have to be chilled? She likes them warm."
So, oh, yes. Here we go.
I want you to know you are in our wheelhouse. These are the details we live for. And so tell us about the warm energy drinks. And also, how many are just living in your car? Are they ready to go in the Fiat? Like, are they just there?
Yes, they are just there. I thought that was so cute of him this morning, but I would have chilled them if you wanted me to chill.
No, but this is the thing. We don't want you to chill. We want you to drink the beverages exactly how you would drink the beverages.
I felt like it made me sound like a bit of an ass. Like,
No. Couldn't be further from the truth. Like, we live for this.
Honestly, if you had said, "I actually have to heat them up in like an electric kettle," we would have been like, "Go on."
No, he's such a doll. But for me, carbonation and chilled is like a no. I don't want both. You know, carbonation actually dehydrates you. I think that's part of why. The bubbles are so sharp when they're cold and bubbly. I never liked stuff like that.
It's funny you mention that, because when I think of a warm soda or a warm LaCroix, let's say, to me, the bubbles feel spicier. I don't know if that makes sense. And more bubbly. I kind of think the opposite, maybe. Jojo, where do you stand on the bubbles, cold versus warm?
Well, it's funny. I feel like with a seltzer situation, I'm fine with them at room temp. But anything else, if it's any kind of, if it's flavored at all, it's got to be ideally ice cold. I want no part of a hot beverage. And I wouldn't normally do this, but I do need to say that carbonation will not dehydrate you. It hydrates you as much as regular water will. Doesn't mean it doesn't make you feel differently, especially as like a singer or other things like that, that might be of consequence. But it is, if you, especially for people, we've dealt with this over the years with listeners who like can't drink tap water and want to know how to get their daily water intake, sparkling water, solid way to do it. Get at it.
You heard it here from Dr. Jojo Halo.
Just saying. This is
my curiosity
just
is
corner.
Peaked.
I'm
intrigued.
Halo, that noise happened again, and I like to imagine that there's someone off frame with a bottle just, blowing, ooh, making the whistle sound. You just have like, maybe it's your, I mean, it honestly, it sounds like your boyfriend is maybe the Bev boyfriend of the year. We should maybe start a Bev boyfriend contest, Jojo. What do you think?
Oh, I'd love that. We could do, yes. Bev boy of the year. Right something now, like, top of the charts.
Something like, yes. So far, he's up the leaderboard. Okay, so take us, you're in your car, you're heading somewhere. Maybe you're going to a session, maybe you're going to a meeting, maybe you're going to lunch. What do the next few hours look like in your beverage life?
Today, I drove to my mom's and I walked the dogs. And she had made coffee, so usually I have a cup of coffee.
Nice. And, how do you take your coffee?
Black.
Yeah.
I am fully jealous of your caffeine tolerance. I would be vomiting this morning day. I would have like fallen over dizzy or something if I had this much caffeine in this amount of time. And I'm genuinely jealous because they're like my favorite. It's like I would love to be able to drink like pots of coffee and then rip an energy drink.
Here, Lizzie says, what is your heart rate like?
It's a good question. Because you seem Lizzie. So chill, relaxed right now. I'm also surprised by that.
Yes, my tolerance is very high.
Okay. All right. Great. So after coffee, it would tell like lunchtime to dinner time, what's happening?
Waiting for that sound to end. I don't know, a couple cups of coffee, a couple more monsters throughout the day. That's really, I'll drink a monster right up until the point that I go to sleep.
And okay, wait, you just kind of threw this out. A couple cups of coffee, a monster, another monster. Do you have any water sprinkled in through here, or are you really riding these monsters all the way home?
I'm not, I don't drink enough water. People tell me that constantly. So I think one time, in response to you don't drink enough water, I found a water-flavored vape.
Water-flavored. Oh, that's interesting.
Literally called this vape ice water. And I was like, check it out.
It's an interesting hack. That you maybe are on there. Did it quench any thirst?
I can't say that it did. I don't think so. And I was drinking Monster too.
Yeah, and it seems like it doesn't seem like you need for a thirst quenching really, because it does seem like the Monster is providing that more so than I think the coffee would, right, Jojo? Like, are you feeling hydrated by these, Halo?
Yes. Monster is the juice of life.
Are you sponsored by them?
One day, maybe, but not yet.
This feels like a slam dunk.
Okay, and did you hear JoJo's question before we brought you up about the tattoo?
Yeah, I almost pissed myself, JoJo, because I literally have a monster tattoo planned. Me and my friend were going to get the logo, but we were going to get it somewhere that I probably shouldn't say on camera. Let me just say, if you were to unzip your zipper on your pants, that's where we wanted it to say monster.
No, wait, hold on. Just the logo, or it's saying monster?
No, we wanted the whole font that's on the bottom of the can with the cool M and the cool O and all of it. We wanted to just label it.
And what happened with these plans?
Well, a tattoo artist said no.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to have to find somebody else if I want to go through with it.
I think you'll be able to find them. The tattoo artist said no. And you and your friend were both going to do this?
Yeah, we wanted to match. It was kind of like our sense of humor.
And it's not like this is your first tattoo. I noticed you have knuckle tattoos or finger tattoos.
Yeah, I've got probably around 30-something now.
Okay.
Yeah,
so if you have a few dozen tattoos, it does seem a little wild for a tattoo artist to be like, I can't go down that road. It just feels like at that point you've made,
JoJo, you make such a great point, and it is kind of sweet to think, though, that Halo had no tattoos and rolled in and was in, requested that too.
Yeah, this is the first one.
That delights me to no end.
Wow. Oh, you got to keep us in the loop on this journey.
Yeah.
When you find the person, just let us know.
Were you thinking like, was it just going to be like a single color tattoo, or were you going to pick like, I know some of the monsters like kind of, well, I guess you can do silver, but was it going to be colored or just black?
It was just going to be black. I don't have any color tattoos.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
that's great.
This is fantastic. Okay, so
any bev heads, if you have a lead on, or are yourself a professional tattoo artist, drop it in the chat.
Hit Halo
up on social media.
Okay. DM me.
Halo, before we wrap up the beverage profile, end of the night, is there anything that you're having right before you go to sleep or leaving on your nightstand for, if you wake up in the middle of the night or to have there in the morning?
It's usually my last monster of the day is lingers.
Okay. Let's get to the main event. This is one of my favorite beverage profiles that we've ever had. And I couldn't be more excited to get into our taste test. So here's the deal. I know, Halo, how much you love Monster. And I have this sick fantasy that, like, we were going to trick you with one of these other brands tonight. But I don't, now that I talk to you more about this, it's not even like an ounce of a possibility of that happening, I don't think.
Can I tell you something? I'm genuinely scared that I'm going to say the wrong.
But I don't think there really is that chance. What do you think, JoJo?
Knowing what I know now, I'm going to call it impossible. I'm not saying that you couldn't find a new sweetheart tonight, but I do feel like it is very, very unlikely that you won't be able to identify it. Right?
Cool. Yes,
because these are not all like, it's not all orange juice or something. Like, they're all trying to do their signature flavors.
Agreed.
And as Roro and I were talking about before the show, oh, we got to go through this. This is so good. This brought me so much joy.
Oh yeah, no, but continue. But what were you saying?
What was I saying? I don't know. All of these drinks. Oh, that we don't. Neither of us know them intimately enough to even really like. We probably know what Red Bull looks like in a cup, but I'm not even worried about misidentifying or accidentally figuring it out. That used to be a thing with blind shootouts on the show, is like you'd see something, you'd be like, all right, the second the color of this thing comes out, or like the viscosity of it, and you know exactly what it is, or the smell of it or something else. I don't think I'm going to have that with any of these three. So I'm loving this. I love that we have a true super fan here, and it's going to be fascinating. This is
the best. I totally agree. Earlier today, Halo posted on her Instagram, testing my love for Monster Energy tonight on TDBash Live. And I saw this photo and I was like, oh, that's awesome. And I was like, that's so sweet that Halo did that. And then I was like, oh, wait, there's a few photos here. And oh my good God, a few photos.
The color coordination with each can.
I mean,
how you got that photo outside your own car. That's a matching vape.
Well, this is one of my favorites right there.
That was Thanksgiving.
That is perfect Thanksgiving right there.
Wow. For the podcast listeners, there is a silver Monster Energy drink on a silver tablecloth surrounded by like wedding china. It is.
And also for the podcast listeners, we're like 100 photos deep of Monster drinks. And Halo,
we edited just this for time for the podcast.
Like how long did it take you to find these on your phone? Did you just open up your phone and you're like, oh, they're just all right there? Like, I mean, this is incredible. Were these all on your Instagram, or was this just in your photos on your phone?
This is my camera roll.
Does your phone recognize Monster Energy cans like it's a human being, like it's a member of your family? You know, say like, is this Andy?
Oh my God.
Does it do that? And it's like, is this Monster Energy drink? You're with this all the time.
Okay, I'm waiting for that day.
It can happen.
Such a beautiful thing. All right, so we're going to get into the taste test. So this is what we should do. Halo, so I think I gave you some cups, right? I gave you some clear cups.
Yes.
And I think we should all crack our cups and pour. I think we should pour them into the cups. I think, should we pour all of them first, JoJo, so they're all in there and we can kind of compare and then we'll start tasting? Does that make sense? Or do we pour one sip, pour the next sip? What do you
think,
JoJo?
Pour them all.
Let's pour them all. Okay, so Halo, either you can pour them, or if you have a helper to pour.
Highly recommend that.
Bev can't.
I love it. All right. So let's start pouring.
Okay.
I'm going to grab mine.
I've got a helper, so I won't be looking.
Amazing.
Does your boyfriend open up the Topo Chico for you when it's brought bedside, or do you then have to like figure out where to get a can opener from? I meant to ask that earlier.
My poor boyfriend, I hope he's not watching this. He is the best man ever.
I mean, sounds it. I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
I think this
it's
is
so funny. Like sounds that you're worried that he's not coming off great, and he's for sure coming off like fantastic.
Oh my God. I know so many just like true deadbeats. This guy sounds awesome.
Okay. I did not know we were drinking piss tonight. This was not something I was prepared for.
And one of them is very frosty looking.
This is a very like dehydrated urine here, right here.
Oh yeah.
I should close my eyes.
Have you never seen the color of these drinks in the flesh?
No, I've seen the color. I like to pour them into champagne glasses and such.
I like that.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Okay, here we go. Oh, interesting. Number two, more dehydrated urine.
Yeah, one of them's cloudy. Like, also had too many vitamins.
That'll happen. Oh, I might need to make a quick.
And you're shirtless in the back. This is my brother, for the record, not my boyfriend.
Yeah, this guy's
a
deadbeat.
Shout out to your brother. Appreciate your help. I love it. Oh, this is interesting, though. Number three,
crystal.
We have polar bear piss right here. Wow.
I can smell the Smarties smell already.
I can already tell you.
Okay, so we will do. Wait, you guys, hold on one second. I really
need
to have
to
grab paper towels for a second. Hold on.
This is. I meant to pull this up earlier.
Back.
I'm
okay.
Trying to pull up what's got the highest caffeine.
So let's test Halo here. let's do some before the taste test predictions, okay? Halo, do you just want to, should we do them by like eyeball first, JoJo? What do you think? Is that crazy?
Oh, like to guess what they are?
Yeah. Or should we just get into it?
Well, I think Halo knows.
Like, Halo, do you think you know all three of these just by looking at them?
I don't know what the other two cans are. I would feel kind of confident guessing.
Okay, interesting.
Okay.
Okay, very interesting.
Okay.
Just think basic energy drinks, right?
Does anybody want to know?
Oh, yeah, we got to say what we're drinking. We didn't say what we're drinking.
And if I can, okay, so there we've got three things. We've got sugar-free Red Bull.
Correct.
We have Monster Zero Sugar.
Correct.
And we have Rockstar Sugar-Free. And it's Rockstar Sugar-Free, like, classic formula or something like that. Is that
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And if anyone's curious, well, actually, this is a quiz. Which one has the most caffeine of the three?
Can I guess?
Absolutely.
It's Rockstar, no?
I would guess Rockstar, too.
You're absolutely correct.
What Rockstar. Are we talking?
This is 160 milligrams of caffeine.
But it also has the most calories, right?
I mean, 25.
Oh, interesting.
Now, can we put that into comparison to something like 165 milligrams of caffeine? I need to, can you look up like a can of Coke?
I will, absolutely.
I'm going to look up Mountain Dew. You look up can of Coke.
Okay, a Coke has 34 milligrams.
Holy crap.
And a Mountain Dew has 55.
Okay, okay.
A Jolt Cola has 71 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay, and then a cup of coffee caffeine is about 95.
Yes.
Okay, so, and if you think of like, if you had like a big coffee, that's
which
probably,
everybody's doing.
Right, which everybody's doing.
A cup of coffee
doing.
Is like nobody's drinking an actual.
So that's similar to one of these energy drinks. It's not like these energy drinks are so much more than that, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Red Bull has the least.
Really?
80 milligrams.
Okay. That's really in that kind of coffee zone.
For sure.
And where's Monster?
140. So right behind Rockstar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is that Red Bull count maybe because typically their cans are smaller? I wonder.
I think it might be. Yeah, it does even look that way. I don't really see, because they don't make like a huge one. There is something that I guess someday we'll have to drink called Beyond Raw Lit. And it has 250 milligrams of caffeine. And it might be Jolly Rancher flavored. I really can't tell. Looks like that from the picture of the can.
Wow. That's
great. I wonder how many of those I could drink in a day.
I'm honestly nervous to find out. The first Google result is about drinking as a pre-workout drink. Oh, it's a GNC product. Is a Jolly Rancher flavor.
Well, stay tuned. We'll put that on the vision board next week. That's a no-brainer.
Beyond Raw Lit.
Whew. All right. Well, let's go 1, 2, 3, I think, in this situation.
Sure.
So let's just take a sniff and a taste of number one, everybody.
Mmm. Kind of smells a little bit like bubblegum and cream soda, like a very old-fashioned soda smell.
Yeah. Let me just say this. I haven't had an energy drink in a long time. Oh, it's so funny you had that reaction. My reaction is like, I get it. Like, I like this. There's something sweet about it, but then there's also something that feels kind of naughty almost, if that makes sense. Like, you're not supposed to have this, but you do, you know?
It's
not for JoJo, apparently.
Like the taste. This is one of those things that I did not mind drinking with alcohol in it, kind of in the same way I came to, I think I talked about this when we did Diet Coke, where like I didn't mind the chemical taste as much because I'm like, well, you're putting booze in it anyway. So like this is all like terrible for you, so you might as well just like go off.
Sure. I'm surprised. Gosh, the sugar-free of this, is it an aspartame thing? Or what, I wonder what the flavoring is, because it's still very sweet. Like, it's doesn't... it's just as serviceable as, like, you know, the Diet and Coke Zeros that we drank recently.
Sure. Halo, how are you feeling about this one? Do you know what this is?
I'm not confident in my guesstimate.
But what do you, how do you feel about this one? Are you like, this is not for me at all? Or like, I could fuck with this?
No, actually, I thought that your sommelier like notes were very accurate with the, you know, what, I don't even remember what you said, but it sounded right. This wouldn't be worth drinking all day to me. I'm kind of, I don't have enough finished the cup.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not finishing the cup. That's for goddamn sure. Now, does it kind of taste a little rotten banana-ish at the end there too? Okay.
Rotten banana?
But I think it's
nailed it.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, go to number two. Just smell. I want everybody to smell one and then smell two. I'm getting a lot of soap in number two.
Oh, I feel that. Or like
a floral, some sort of floral note that I would not expect in a fucking energy drink. You know what I mean? When you think of these brands, you think of extreme sports. You think of monster trucks and stuff like that.
You want it to taste
like
a Slim Jim. I understand. Yeah.
I wasn't ready for this potpourri soap vibe. But let's take a sip of number two.
This one's got Smarties on the nose for me. Oh.
See, this one's not for me. Do you like this one?
10 times better than number one.
What the fuck is going on? Halo, this happens constantly with us. We are not on the same page at all. You like this one better too?
Yeah, I know exactly which one this is now.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Blah. You like that? This one tastes right out the can. The other one didn't taste like it was right out of the can, despite the fact that they're both.
I'm confused. Oh, wait. I got to circle back to number one before.
Yeah, go ahead. It tastes like
shit. I feel, I'm ready to do some typing. That's how this one feels.
I'll be a court stenographer after this thing.
I'm up.
I'm going to go from typing with two fingers to being like,
I can't get over the smell on this one, though, guys. Like, I don't know. To me, the difference is that this one, two feels a little more sour to me compared to number one, and that soapy smell is really throwing me off.
This one's a bit more chemical, whereas the other one is a bit more, like you said, root beer soda.
Yes, that's a very good point. This one's more science, where the other one has that bubblegum cream soda vibes.
Mm.
I hate
alchemy.
One.
Yep. Halo's correct.
Okay. All right, let's move on to three. We've got the white ghost over here. Kind of looks like... It's kind of cloudy white.
Yeah, it's like a color of like a Gatorade frost.
This has the least smell of all of them. Would you guys agree with me there?
Definitely.
I'm not getting much on the nose at all.
You can really get your honker in there. It's got a smell. More citrus.
Way more citrus. This is...
Oh. Okay.
This is its own category, almost.
It is. Gosh.
This one has a Gatorade vibe to me. Like if Gatorade and kombucha had an angry baby. What do you think about that?
Tabletop?
Oh, yeah. Time to Tabletop said Halo is a connoisseur. Always correct.
I curtsy.
This is the seated curtsy to you.
Jojo, how would you describe this one?
Very chemically almost, I'm going to might even say a stevia sweetener on this bad Larry.
I'm just started feeling the buzz on these.
Very.
It just kicked in on me a little bit.
Very you lemon, know? Lime. Very Gatorade. You're totally right on the Gatorade. Halo?
Yeah.
What were you saying? I didn't mean to step on it.
You guys should do the Sprite Challenge.
The Sprite What's Challenge? The Sprite What's the challenge? Sprite Challenge?
You have to guzzle an entire Sprite in one sitting, about 5 minutes or less, and try not to burp. And when you said you were feeling the fizzle of this, I thought to myself, oh, maybe you need to burp. And that's what reminded me of the Sprite Challenge. I have yet to master it. I burp every time. I might burp now.
You've done it multiple times?
I'm not a quitter.
How long of time do you have to burp? Like, when? At what point are you allowed to burp? Do you know what I mean?
What time are you? At what point are you allowed? You're not supposed to ever burp. You're supposed to just take it.
But, the 4-H
but is it
club?
Only within that 5 minute window, or is it after that 5 minutes too?
I don't know. However long it takes to make a TikTok, so like 3 minutes. My boyfriend actually did it. I'm just talking about.
I'm starting to not know if this guy really exists. This is like your boyfriend in Canada.
My boyfriend. I met him at camp. My boyfriend from camp.
Your only photo of him is from a magazine. It's like cut out. No, is he doesn't burp. This one, number three, I like the smell, but it kind of stops there.
I'm for sure gonna burp.
Oh, 100%.
This one, it really is a different beast. I'm sticking again with the Gatorade, but it has a fizzy vibe to it. I'm gonna circle back to one and two real quick before we kind of make our final thoughts on these.
It's taking everything in my power not to look at the cans.
Find them all, and it would be the King's Cup. You remember that game?
I do.
I think we can definitely put them all together at the end for a little energy drink suicide. I'm into that.
Oh my god.
Okay, the interesting thing, when I circle back, I'm coming around to number two a little bit, but I'm still having a hard time getting over the floral hurdle. Like, if I hadn't thought the soapy floral thing, it would really be rising the ranks for me. But I'm stuck there.
I know what all these are.
Number one just gets worse and worse and worse.
Yep.
Okay, well, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Because I think we're not going to be on the same page at all. I'm going to start with how I would rate these. I'm going number one is my favorite. Yep. Then I'm going number two, and then I'm going number three. This is not making sense on the Bev cam at all, is it?
You're kidding.
So you went in order is what you're trying to tell us.
I went in order, yeah. But I moved the cups around for the Bev cam. Yeah, I think that's that. Yeah, number one's my favorite. Then, you know what? Number two and three are kind of tied for me. I feel like they're so different. Like, if I wanted to something refreshing, I'd go number three. If I wanted to feel bad, I'd do number two.
That's just rude. Halo, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'm going to flip you 3-2-1.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Interesting. We're all going to be different. I'm going 2-3-1. One is trash and doesn't taste good.
Thank you.
Two tastes all right, and three tastes a little bit worse.
I'm circling back.
I'm a little nervous about how I'd feel about any. I mean, I think any of these, once you get in a groove with it, you'd finish it. You'd do it, you know?
I think, well, I want to be very clear. I see the appeal to these. They do have a flavor profile that, I don't know, it is pleasing and it's unique. So I do get that. And then obviously there's a caffeine of it all. But, you know, similar to what we talk about people that are in the cult of Diet Coke, where, you know, on the surface, Diet Coke doesn't taste that great, but I get why people really like it. You know, I feel the same way about these. All right, I think we should. I think we should reveal what these are, but we should all guess. Let's start with the connoisseur, Halo. What's number one? Do you think?
Number one's Rockstar.
Okay.
Because it sucks.
And
number two is Red Bull, and number three is Monster.
Number three is Monster. JoJo, your thoughts?
100%, and can I tell you, Halo only confirmed it for me, because I always remember Red Bull smelling like Smarties, and it totally got that on the nose when we were drinking them. Number one tasted all old-timey, and I remembered you saying that we're drinking like Rockstar classic formula, and so I do wonder if they put like weird, you know, anise seeds or something. And then they've got Monster as the outlier that has all these like a million flavors. So why wouldn't it also be this fun Gatorade color? I feel like that's right on. Rockstar, Red Bull, Monster.
And you know what? Dun, 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 dun. You guys are exactly right. Number one's Rockstar. Number two is Red Bull. Number three is Monster.
Is that what you would have guessed about?
After hearing you both go down that thing, my only thing that I was maybe going to switch was Rockstar and Monster, just because I don't remember, Rockstar and Red Bull. Because I don't remember that. I'm sorry to dwell on the soapy floral thing. I don't really remember that.
You're never putting your whole schnoz inside that tiny little can top.
Yeah, know? That's very true.
You don't have that luxury.
Speaking of that, though, I mentioned before at the top of the show, and I want to ask Halo, do you have any thoughts on can smell? And have you ever had like a Monster can that like you were like, wait, something's off about this? Like the can smell? And does that resonate for you too, JoJo? I'm just curious. Like I had a pack of LaCroix recently that the box seemed kind of like soggy. Like it maybe there was a blowout somewhere in the palate. And it kind of had like an odor to it that I couldn't get out of my mind. And every time I would grab one of those LaCroix, I would like rinse it off because it just felt kind of like soggy cardboard. I smelled that.
Blowout in the Palate is another great record title. I hope you are both writing these down. That one sounds like a failed like 70s punk band. All single Blowout in the Palate. Absolutely. Get like a musty
musty smell. With the amount of Monster you're drinking, Halo, has that's never happened?
Well, I don't really want people to think that I'm gross, but I've had Monster cam in many a place. It's been Sandy before, it's been kind of an ashtray before. It's been to Six Flags with me. That place is always stinky.
Yeah.
And one time I definitely was driving with the windows down and had to remove a bug from the top of the can and still drink it. So, like, I don't know if I'm the right. I consider myself maybe addicted to Monster, and I will go to many lengths.
Okay, and then where are you... do you have a preferred place of purchase for the Monster? Are you buying in bulk or are you like a can here, can there? How are you buying them usually?
Okay, this is just going to piss me off. I used to buy in bulk and I never kept the receipts. And then I realized that you could have won with every single receipt was an entry to meet Post Malone. And that's when my life really came crumbling down when I realized how many times I had said no to a receipt and how many Monster cans I had purchased that would never get me a ticket to see Post Malone. So since then, it's like a little bit less in bulk, a little bit more can by the can, so I can mix up the flavors and stuff. I've also come to see the problem with heart rate. What was her name?
Oh, I think that was Lizzie. Lizzie in the chat.
Yes, Lizzie. Yes. Yes, thanks, Lizzie. I understand that what I was drinking in a day is expensive and also unhealthy. And so now I just stop by
the gas station, which they do a 2 for $4. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, it's just it's a lot more trips to the gas station.
And so, yeah, so that you do bring up a great point. These aren't cheap at all. So it's a habit that it adds up quickly. How many are, what's your average these days? So are you in about like two or three a day these days?
Yeah, it depends. If I have like a studio session, I'll have extra. If I'm going out to like a bar where, cause I don't drink, I'll have extra.
And do you BYOB?
You're pocketing? Yes, this is my question.
Yeah, I do. I bring my own Monster, man.
BYOM.
Yeah, BYOM. Sorry about that.
That's what really pisses me off about movie theaters and Six Flags, because got to throw one out before every ride.
Movie theaters are making you throw these out?
A lot of places don't really respect the hustle here.
Mm. You don't have a preferred method of bringing them into the movie theater incognito?
Well, I've downgraded to a smaller purse since I started drinking less, and they don't fit as easily into my new purse as they used to. It was heavy. I was getting like my shoulders were sore from carrying 3 monsters around with me all day.
An extra 5 pounds of just like weight on one shoulder. Sure.
What's in there? It's like rocks.
Okay, my last monster question for you is favorite flavor. Someone has a gun to your head. You got to pick one for the rest of your life. Flavor. What is it?
Pink, because it'll match all of my outfits.
Fair enough. What does a pink one taste like?
Like roses, if you will.
Oh, Roro will not. He's not into that floral smell.
It's a bit like roses.
Does it kind of taste like roses? Is it pink? Is the color pink? I was very surprised that the white can was white. I mean, maybe I shouldn't have been surprised at all, but there it was.
I haven't poured out every single flavor, so I cannot confirm nor deny. Plus, when I buy the pink one to match my outfit, I keep it in the pink can to match my outfit, so you've got me there.
Yeah, you don't want to risk it not matching. All of a sudden, you're clashing.
When I, like, matching it to my nicotine stick or, like, my shoes or something, it needs to stay in the can for that purpose.
And I know I said that was my last question, but it's not. Are you open to a Monster sponsorship? Because I do think this is within reach for you. I see
this feels fridge. Essential.
Maybe there's a fridge that you could hook up inside the Fiat somehow that would hook up to the cigarette lighter or something like that. Oh, wait, you don't even need a fridge, but I think they'd want to send you the fridge anyways.
A warmer.
Like, it doesn't have to be plugged in. Yeah, exactly. Are you open to
a sous vide bath for your Monsters?
Are you open to a Monster sponsorship?
Yes. The answer to that would be a hell yes, if you will.
Okay.
If Monster were to be like, we want to bring you onto the Monster music team, I'd be like, cool, because that would save me so much money.
That's true. Even if they didn't pay you.
I'm like advertising Monster anyway every day. So if they, you know, sent a 20 pack for the month, they'd be like, nice.
I think let's manifest this. Listen, I don't know if you have a dream board like we do at your house, but let's put this on your imaginary dream board, if you will, and let's make this dream come true. JoJo, are you with me? Because I think we can do that. Are the Bevheads with us? We can do this.
It's just a matter of time. Got backs. One of you has definitely at least done some street team for Monster. Who's your boss? Hook us up.
Who's your boss? All right, let's move on. That was fantastic. Hell real quick, Halo, we've got a question for you. Let's see here. Hold on, we like to ask all of our guests. Let me just pull this up. Oh, wait, hold on here. Hold on. How do you feel about ducks, Halo?
Look at that one. It's going ham on that watermelon.
Do you like ducks?
I don't like ducks? Eat them.
No. I'm sorry. I should have been clear.
A hand is not going to come out of the side of the frame and pull it off to the slaughter here.
JoJo has a pet duck named Mr. Snackers, and this is Ducky Daycare. We just like to feel out how our guests feel about ducks. These are not for eating. No.
Okay. I've got a few thoughts on ducks. I've got a sister out there who just adores them to death, so I always pick up a duck shirt. Or send her a picture of a duck when I see one. She really likes them. My neighbor in college had two pet ducks. They started off cute and then they pooped everywhere.
Pooping everywhere.
So I wouldn't
pools,
them as a pet necessarily.
Those pools right there, full of shit.
Yeah, bless your heart. That better be the best duck ever.
Oh, he is.
Oh my God. He's a sweet one.
He's out there making friends.
Oh, okay.
That's incredible. If we make Mr. Snackers merch, we'll make sure that your sister gets something for sure.
Yeah. If your sister's a friend of the ducks, she's a friend of the show.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, so our final segment of the show, Halo, is something that we like to call.
It's not really our last segment, though, is
it?
Oh,
my gosh. I'm so sorry. Before we get to our last segment, JoJo, do we have another segment that we can do before that?
We do. We want to do a little Bev moment of the week.
The Bev moment of the week. I'm getting it ready. Tell me.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, of course, this is only content that the New York Post would bring to us. But they, of course, they're on their own city beat. And they're sharing with us that the illegal alcoholic beverage known as the Nutcracker is selling at an inflated price of $15 as summer of 2022 approaches.
What's Nutcracker?
I'm so glad you asked, because, well, Halo, do you know what this is?
No.
I had never heard of these in my life. But at the same time, you know what it is. It is, people are selling these in parks and at the beach in New York City. They are, it's basically like jungle juice or like some of those other things that we've talked about on the show.
Yeah.
It's basically just like, you know, some booze, vodka, rum, something like that. And like Kool-Aid or fruit juice or even candy in them, to make them sweet. And they tend to be just sold in the summertime. And, you know, like sold in little like cups or in plastic bottles, like individual serve plastic bottles out of coolers and stuff.
But to
or
be
frozen.
Clear, I almost feel like we were talking not with alcohol on it, but we were talking about these on a recent episode of like
this photograph.
Those barrel, but you know what I mean? Like
yes,
these aren't quite the barrels, what these two women are holding. These look more like just like a plastic smaller orange juice bottles.
Right. Yeah.
But like I envision those bottle. Like more barrel shaped bottles. But so these are like bootleg booze drinks that someone is adding the alcohol to and then putting the caps back on and then selling.
That's what it looks like. I think it depends who you get them from, like what vendors have them, that they will, you know, some of them are more pro than others, because some of them will just be in like to-go cups and they're just making, you know, jugs of it and selling it. So it's just like, apparently, you know, these used to go for $5. That was kind of the old time price, kind of like a slice of pizza for a dollar or something like that. It's like inevitable that the price is going to go up. Of course, the New York Post is pinning this all on Joe Biden's feet here. Even though in their own article, they say that this was apparently also happening last year. And so it really sounds more like a New York problem than an inflation problem, but people are noticing it. It's coming out there on social media, you know, going to Prospect Park, you're going out to Rockaway, and there's $15 bootleg booze, which is then putting it in the realm of your fanciest cocktail bars, which is a mistake. You do want this to be less than that.
Yes, agreed. I wonder what the origin story of Nutcracker is. If anyone knows that in the chat tonight or in the podcast, listeners, DM us. I'm curious what the origin is. That's really interesting. I've never had a Nutcracker.
If you want to know what it says from Wikipedia, I can read it to you.
Wouldn't you?
You don't have to. What?
Please.
do.
Okay, sure. Nutcrackers are thought to have been first made in 1993 or 1994 in the Dominican areas of Washington Heights, specifically as a cocktail at the Flor de Mayo restaurant, which styles the drink as the Nutcracker with two words instead of one, and it claims to be the original. So yeah, that is a thing that like, so I think the article said it too, that some restaurants will sell them as to-go drinks as well. And they'll call them Nutcrackers, but it's the kind of thing you have to ask for, like on the low. They're not usually like, doesn't seem like they put up on signs or whatever. You'd have to be like, or, you know, someone's calling out, I got Nutcrackers here or whatever.
Let's pause real quick. Halo, what just happened there? It looked like you took a big pound on one of the Red Bull or the Rockstar. Have you already finished the Monster?
Yeah, it was the Rockstar. I don't care for it.
You were just circling back just to see. Because I saw the color go in the air when you took a sip, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. She's going for either the Red Bull or the Rockstar. And then you made a grimace that it wasn't hitting right.
I like the feeling that the combination of all three is giving me, so I'm bearing through it. But, yeah, I don't care for the Rockstar. Sorry about that.
Oh, this is what the show is all about. Please don't apologize.
And especially the fact that you drank it. That's usually my move, is I'll usually finish the thing that I don't really like just to keep drinking it during the show. The only thing I'll add to this, well, and Lizzie's in the chat has also said you can get it at the barbershop too. And Wikipedia backs it up. One of the original locations of it was at a Dominican hairdresser. These were sold, you know, these became so, and it's actually named after the Nutcracker Ballet, which is really funny. And there is apparently a show called, a public access show called the Preston Lopez Show, that had a segment on their show about it from the year 2000. And we are going to definitely find that segment and we'll run it on a future episode.
Maybe we have to drink. Maybe we got to get our hands on some Nutcrackers or make some. I love that.
Yes. If anybody knows a proprietor of one, let's do this.
Real quick, before we move on to the last segment of the show, do you guys have a little left in each? Can we pour them all together?
I have all of it left in each, yes.
All right, let's consolidate into one. I don't know if I have room for all of them, but I'm mixing.
Oh, I don't have room for all, but I know what I'm going to do here.
You guys really didn't drink very much, huh?
No.
Not too crazy. I put, all right, I'm ready to do this.
It's all of mine combined.
Cheers. Oh, my gosh.
Cheers. Wow. Cheers.
Oh. Yeah, I fuck with that.
That's kind of the best of the three.
Don't burp.
I'm not drinking another sip of this. I desperately need to get a good night's sleep tonight.
That surprisingly tastes pretty good, though.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that is the best of the bunch.
Interesting. We might be onto something there.
Why aren't we doing this every episode, by the way?
Energy drinks?
No. I got an idea. Energy drinks.
Oh, kind of the end of the show suicide? Like that. Yeah, we can do that. That's great.
Oh, we've invented a new segment.
Love it. All right. So, Halo, the way we end most of our shows, if not all of the shows, is with a segment called
Brian's Question.
So when we started this show as a podcast years ago, my brother-in-law, Brian, sent 100 questions. And since we rebooted as a Twitch show, he sent 100 more. And we're going to pull one up on the screen. And if you can see it, we're going to have you read it. And we're going to have you answer it as well. Can you see
what
that?
What is the best late afternoon work appropriate beverage?
Oh.
Work appropriate?
Put yourself in Brian's shoes. What does Brian do for a living?
Lawyer.
Okay.
Which
Brian should drink a Monster.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, so Halo, for you, a work appropriate beverage, you're in a session making music. It seems like just a no-brainer that a Monster would be perfect. But it also, if you think about Brian out there lawyering up, also super appropriate.
Yeah, you know,
it's
been
a long
books.
Day and you got to dig in.
Yeah.
Don't want to
imagine like a briefcase, a nice suit, and like a classy Monster. Epic.
He could have a special briefcase pocket that is specifically designed to hold like half a dozen monster cans. You know,
if a man walked up with a suit and a monster to me, I think I'd get down on one knee myself.
All right, incredible. I hope your boyfriend's listening.
Wow. That's how he gets proposed to, is by showing up with a briefcase full of Monster energy drinks in a suit.
Can you imagine if you're that?
I can't wait for that day. I would seriously cry.
If you're that guy and like you, the first day your assistant comes, you're like, and grab my briefcase, and you're the assistant and you go over to grab it and it's like 20 pounds and then you open it up and you're like, holy fucking shit. He's got six white monsters in here. Your mind would be blown. It commands respect in this odd, very specific way.
Commands respect. Like crossing the street in New York with a long stride, a navy tux, and a white monster can. I think that's...
You've just described your ultimate fantasy.
I love this.
And to be clear, man, suit, dapper, can he be holding any other brand energy drink, or would it only be Monster? Or is there anything else that you're like, oh, I like that?
No, well, my boyfriend's really, like, really health conscious, so he drinks Gurus, and it's just not the same. Like, I love him, but I love him better when he's holding a Monster and not a Guru.
What's a Guru?
I don't even know what a Guru is.
Yeah, what's a Guru?
It's organic. Something
you
like
sound
that.
Mad.
It's organic.
Oh, he is so cute with his Gurus and his coffee, but when he holds the Monster, I'm like, bang.
I've never heard someone describe physical attraction in that way with a beverage. Have you, Josh? You know what I mean? Like, I guess I could kind of relate to you're at a bar.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out what drink would be a turn on for me. See, you know what I mean?
Like a girl with like a beer or a girl with like a Manhattan. It matters.
Yeah. And I guess context also really matters.
It's true. I mean, honestly, I feel like any of those things could do it for me. It almost, the context matters so much, where it'd just be like the confidence with which it's ordered. You know, like if someone has a really bizarro drink or like something that they really have no right to be drinking out in public, but they are ordering it at a bar, I'm kind of there for that too.
Yeah. Or imagine like you see like a really well put together woman, and then you look and you're like, wait, what the fuck? And like she's holding like a 128 ounce 7-Eleven mug with like a huge straw, but it like just doesn't add up with what she's wearing and how she looks. But you're like, oh, fuck. I kind of dig that. Like, that's some real confidence right there.
You're reading this thing and reading a book at this bar? What's up? You know? Something.
And you just...
Somehow not getting kicked out?
What could be in there, right? Like, is it water? Or are they just hydrating? Or, like, is it some... Or is it, like, orange soda? What's in there?
You know? That does sound deeply unattractive, but I am here for it. I like
this. Which
part?
The water part or the orange soda?
Yeah, the water. The giant mug, bringing it out and you know, bringing an obviously outside beverage onto the premises and really staking your claim with it is a really such a bold move.
Yeah.
Such a bold move.
And just real quick, if we're just talking about turn-ons one more second, what is more of a turn-on? Man dapper in the suit holding a Monster, or just a fit dude bathing suit holding a Monster?
I'm going to go with the suit.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I concur. Something more unpredictable and alluring in that combination.
Yes.
Yeah, you always... Some people in suits, like, they want to be so sophisticated. They wouldn't, you know... A Monster's not... There's something unordinary about that to me.
Yeah. And it shows you like this dude likes what he likes.
Yeah. This dude's like really solving some cases, you know.
Yeah.
He's prosecuting to the fullest extent of the law.
Yes.
Unleash the ultra beast.
Unleash get it. The ultra beast. Wait, did I just move something or Randy says, Roro seems like slightly lit up. Please update on how much sleep you get tonight. Yeah, I don't think I'll be sleeping much tonight. It's going to be a nice
fucking better, man.
Just laying in bed. All right, let's end on Unleash the Beast. Halo, you have been a true, true delight. And I think you really proved, we never had any doubt that you would know exactly what these are. We never doubted you, and you really shined.
Truly. This was so great having you here.
Well, I really want to say thanks, because like I tweeted, a blind Monster Energy taste test is like my wet dream, I think, is what I tweeted. Fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
As you saw at the beginning of the show, we're here to make as many dreams come true as possible. So you're in the right spot, I guess. But thank you so much, everybody. If you look down, you can see where to follow Halo. It's at Halo Kitsch, HaloKitsch, on Twitter and Instagram. And also, please go into Spotify, go into Apple Music, search Halo Kitsch. Got a bunch of amazing tunes up there. Do you have anything in the pipeline that you want to shout out, or on the horizon, or anything that you're plugging?
Yeah, we're dropping my first EP this year, so
hey,
that's going to be lit.
Fantastic. And also, you got some dope videos on YouTube, so you can go to YouTube, go to Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you want to find music.
And guess how many monsters it took to make those. So
you should have like a monster tally in the studio. Or like notches on your bed, but it's for monster consumption.
This is a great fan contest thing. It's like how many jelly beans in the jar. How many Monster Energy drinks were in this music video?
And then what's the prize?
You get to meet Post Malone.
There you go. Okay, let me ask you this. Post Malone shows up at your door holding a monster. What do you do? Is that a great day?
I probably wake up, and that's what happens next. It was all a dream.
It was all a dream. And with that, sweet dreams to everybody out there. thanks to everybody in the Twitch stream right now. We love you guys so much. Shout out to our podcast listeners. And a huge shout out to you, Halo. Seriously, thank you for doing this. We will catch all you guys later. Are you ready, JoJo?
I'm always ready.
Okay.
Go fuck yourselves.